بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. One of the causes of epidemics and all sicknesses is the intermingling of men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain system in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that men and women should not mix together, they should not be freely intermingling. This causes great harm spiritually and destroys a person's iman. This eventually leads to zina, fornication, adultery. So for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain laws for the men also. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to the men they should lower their gazes. And the women folk, they have been given many commands also. One command is the fulfilling, the observing of hijab. This is to actually protect and honor the Muslim woman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these commands. These commands are not there to make life difficult for women or to oppress them. Many uninformed people have a huge misunderstanding regarding the laws of hijab in Islam. They regard hijab to be a jail for women and feel that this is oppression of women, whereas this is only their ignorance. In reality, hijab is a pure and reasonable manner of protecting a woman and her honor. If applied according to the laws laid down by Islam, then together with the honor of a woman being protected, she is also saved from the evil of people with wrong and evil intentions. She thus remains in an honorable and respectable position. By not donning hijab, by not covering her face, by not wearing the proper clothing which is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she becomes disgraced and she cannot save herself from the evil and filthy intentions of men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajika, say to your wives, wa banatika, and to your daughters, and to the believing woman, that they should yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin, they should suspend their jilbab, their outer sheet over them. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Allah has commanded the Muslim woman that when they leave their houses for any necessity, they should suspend their chadar, the covering above their heads, concealing their faces. She should only keep one eye open to see the road. So this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the past ummah, they used to cover their whole bodies besides their faces. But in this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially commanded his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives and his daughters and the believing woman that they must cover themselves completely because of the great honor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the woman of, this is actually a speciality of this ummah. No other ummah was given this great honor that they could cover their faces so that no other man with evil intentions could look at them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Zalik adna yu'rafna fala yu'zain." This is the least so that women can be recognized that you are a woman of great honor, great respect. And no one will cause harm to you because they cannot see you, they cannot have evil and filthy intentions about you. So this is actually an honor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the woman of this of our ummah. It is mentioned so beautifully that the normal principle is whatever is kept concealed in a packet has got much, much more value than a thing left outside. Then why do men, people prefer women who are the stars of a human, pure human life to remain unveiled and opened, whereas they are supposed to be the most concealed and hidden? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, our women folk, the tawfiq and ability, and for the men folk also, we observe hijab and the laws of hijab in the most perfect way, as it was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in the next few days we will discuss certain weaknesses regarding these matters of hijab and parda, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.